Praise the Lord. The second one is by their fruit. Fruit. For a tree is known by her fruit. If you are born again by the Spirit of God, then what is the fruit of the Spirit that is in you? You cannot hide it. A mango tree cannot give birth to tomatoes. Praise the Lord. A mango tree will bring forth mango fruit. The Holy Ghost will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Instead of people to watch the life they live, they are watching the anointing. And that is where the devil finishes Christianity. So take note of this, that when you are born again, you are a child. And you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But many of us, amen, forget that that is only the first stage. You are a baby. Peter put it this way, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. When you are born again, you are a baby. There is a process of growth. The Bible says Christ grew in stature and in wisdom. He grew in it. And in favor with men, with God too. He grew. In Christianity, we must grow. Every day, your Christian life should be better. And what do I mean by your Christian life? I'm talking about maturity. I'm talking about the image of Christ constantly and more formed around you. Not the increase of anointing, no. Not the increase of anointing, because God will increase the anointing on you as per what He wants to use you for. We are not to watch the anointing, church. We are to watch the life that we live. We are to watch our character. Because that is where the schooling is. That is what God is watching. To see whether you will qualify for the next stage or not. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if Christ is our example, let's see the pattern, how He went about it. You will take note that immediately after He came out of the water in Matthew chapter 3, the next thing is the Bible says, He, the Spirit of God, was the Spirit of God that led Him into the wilderness to be tempted. Think again. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then the journey began. And the journey began with temptation. And it is the Spirit of God that led Him to be tempted. It was the training process. You will watch that immediately after that, and this temptation of Jesus Christ was not by some small demons that faced many of us. It was Lucifer himself. It was Satan himself that came. It was only after then that His ministry began. If you read the Bible very well, then you began to see Him. When He came back from that temptation, did He pass? He passed. Because every stage of it all, somebody is scoring you. The tutors, the governors are scoring you. He was tempted after He received the Holy Ghost. Did He pass? Yes, He passed. How did He pass? Remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How did He pass? He used the anointing to drive away Satan. What did He use? It is written. He used the word of God. Hallelujah. So that lets me know that during that period in the wilderness, He was studying the word. After you give your life to Christ, the next thing is study the word. for that is our anchor. He passed the stage of temptation. Then, the ministry began. We see healing. We see miracles. We see mighty signs and wonders. Blind we are seeing. Deaf we are hearing. Cripples we are walking. The dead we are coming back to life. Mighty anointing. And while all this was going on, the tutors, they were watching to see whether it will produce pride. If he had become proud, he would have failed. Mighty miracle signs and wonders were going on, yet he was not yet adopted. Because it was still the training period. He was exposed to situation and condition that would make him proud. Is there any man that has ever made the dead come back to life? Is there any man that has ever opened the eyes of the blind? For more than 400 years, there were no prophets in the land of Israel. And here he is. Amen. All the miracle signs and wonders were going on, it was proving time. Even to the depth, you know, there are two things that produce pride. The anointing we receive. Very easy. It produces pride. Even in this ministry, I have seen it. I've seen many of us that are ministers. Brothers and sisters that God is using. When they first came into this ministry, we saw how humble they were. Humble. Very humble. But as soon as a grace begins to manifest, as soon as it begins to manifest, watch that person and you will see the transformation. Pride sets in and people don't know it. And that is why many of us will remain in the estate that we are in, no promotion spirit-wise. And when that frustration comes, amen, then God picks some other person to use, who is submitting himself, submitting herself, then the older ones will begin to get jealous. From frying pan to fire. From pride, you don't enter jealousy. Finishing yourself, more and more, more and more, going. You are going, you are going, you are going and you don't know it. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second thing that makes people to be very proud is when they begin to have knowledge of the word. Knowledge of the mysteries of salvation. When God causes you to know something that the generality of the people around do not know. He causes you to be a teacher. He causes you to have the ability to tear down the word of God. The next thing it does is you see every other person as they know nothing. They're nothing. They know, don't mind this. They're blind denomination. Very blind. What do you know? Very blind. Okay, which church do you come from? Do you know that your leader is the Antichrist? Amen. All of us are getting. See, this message is preached to me. Now, me, Holy Ghost, they talk to. And that's why I believe that I'm going to be adopted. Oh, very soon I'll be adopted. If not, why will he teach me? And I'm teaching you too, because not only me will be adopted from this ministry. How many of them are here? Oh, man. You will understand. Put down your hand. It's something we should all desire to attain. It's something we all desire, we should all desire to attain. For that is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the purpose why Christ went to the cross on Calvary. That is the purpose why Christ became a wave offering for us. An example for us to follow. Because you know so much. You know so much. So much. What do they know? What do they teach in there? What do they do? Anointing. What do they do? Yes, we are not saying you should not speak against the fact that people are not ready to progress, especially when it is open to them. But there is a way you say it that goes with pride. And God hates it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Christ passed. They were rushing, including Nicodemus. He came to him by night. We know, Master, we know you are a teacher sent from God. We know. We know. With mighty miracles, signs and wonders, vindication from above. Everybody sees it. And yet, he was so humble. Christ was so humble that among only 12 disciples, he was the 13th member of that church. To identify him, they have to bring somebody from outside to identify the miracle worker. Can't we learn something? We, pastors especially. Can't we learn something? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to learn from Jesus Christ, including myself. We have a lot to learn. All of us that God is using. He became humble. And the Bible says that he was rejected. He faced rejection. Even his brothers did not recognize his ministry. Same brothers with him, same family with him. People from his hometown did not recognize his ministry. The religious people did not recognize his ministry. He came to his own received him not. The Bible says so. Israel rejected him until they crucified him. They preferred a thief to Christ. Barabbas, give us Barabbas and crucify him. For what? Amen. He faced, and yet, when they were stoning him, when they were reveling him, he reveled not. They abused him. He didn't say, oh, fire consume all of you. Amen. He had the ability. He had the ability. Amen. He mentioned it. He said he had the ability to ask the Father, and legions of angels will come here and finish everybody. Yet he didn't exercise that privilege. He was obedient because he knew God has ordained him for that. If God allows it, all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are called according to God's purpose. He knew that he was born for a purpose. He knew he came, his ministry would not be accepted. He knew he came to pay a price for redemption. He knew he was the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb to save the people of God. He knew it. Therefore, he knew what would go along with that ministry. And I tell you this thing, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And those of us that God is using, that constantly compare ourselves with other people God is using, it is devil's way of, you know, finishing you. That's why I say study the ministry of the Lord Jesus. As a minister, when this ministry started, because I knew that I was never going to compromise the word of God. For any reason, and we are 20 years old now. My pastoral ministry is 20 years old, but for the past 28 years, 29 years, I gave my life to Christ. And I'm telling you this, and I say it confidently, amen, that I knew that when I gave my life to Christ, I was not going to compromise my faith for anything. Not because of anything, but this heaven that God made me to see, to know. I said, I must be there. I must be there. And if I must be there, it's not by confession. He said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. I knew that the Bible said he who thinks to stand, take it lest he fall. I knew it. And I know that I was going to be ready to face rejection. I was ready even for my wife to reject me. I was ready for it. I was not going to compromise. I had made up my mind. And when I became pastor, I am telling you people, sincerely speaking, I never ever thought. I said this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm standing at the altar here. I will not lie. That I never ever thought that we will reach 100 when we started. It was when people began to respond that I said, hey, oh, so there are people who want to hear truth. I said, therefore, we will take over the whole world. That was why I said, we will take over the whole world. There are people that want to hear the truth. They are everywhere. Lazarus Mocha said 10 billion. He said 10 billion. Mao is more than 10 billion. It's the whole world. It's the whole world. Nobody must be lost. Amen. And I knew that the kind of way I am going, and I told my wife to prepare herself. Don't look at me and start comparing me with other pastors. So the way where the one where they preach, the type we preach, they know they give us money. The members know they give money. Then they come to church. Some of them, they vex. They will sit down. Some of them will walk against me because I am exposing them. The only way to justify themselves and still cause around in shame is to also be getting back at me. I am ready for it. Oh. I will not close my mouth. Oh. I will not close my mouth. Oh. So be ready. Oh. That is why I say, find something to do in case hunger comes. We will get food to chop. Oh, because I am not going to compromise what I believe. Praise the Lord. He was rejected. But there is a testimony concerning him. Even the psalmist saw, he said, the zeal of the house of God did what? Consumed him. Despite the rejection, he was still zealous of the work of the Father. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. If I tell you people my testimony, many of you will not believe it. Hallelujah. Many of people will not believe that we were over 1,000 members in this church and I could not pay my house rent for 2 years. Okay now. Amen. So when you come to me and you are saying, Pastor, any area where God don't allow me go through, if you're the sufferer and you come to me, I will only tell you, don't worry, it will be over. Don't think that when you cry, I will go and sell my car to give you the money. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want you to note that before this ministry started, I was living comfortably. I was living, in the best apartment you can have in Ikeja, I was living in one of them. Praise the Lord. By the time it came, when this ministry started, then Satan, like he did Jesus, he did for me. Until I sat him down one day in my room, closed the door, when the thing was biting too much. You know what? Hallelujah. They made a ridicule of me. People that are supposed to help me were making ridicule of me. Ridicule of me. Friends, people that I even bought cars for when I was on. People that what did I not do for them? Now, but it was not them, it was Satan. I go, they will reject, they will reject. There was somebody that was, you know, abruptly retired. One of our officers in our corps. He was like a major, I was like a lieutenant, that is squadron leader, I was a flying officer. I was a very junior officer. And they terminated his job abruptly, and the man was miserable. They just retired him. During the military, for any reason, they can just look at you and say, service no longer required. They pass a decree. during Baba Gida to that effect. Service no longer required. And you can't go to court, you can't go anywhere. Everybody was scared. Anybody that didn't like your face, they put your name there. So once they notice your security risk, they like say, officers, they're around you too much. This one, feel plan cool. The next you see signal, retirement, service no longer required. Anyway, so the man was miserable. I went to his own mates. I said, please, the way this man left, you never can tell, it can happen to anybody. Can we gather money and let him settle himself? All of them. I said, no, sir, don't do this. All of them rejected it. Then when I disturbed them, they said, okay, you spearhead it. You be the one to collect the money and call him personally and give him. When we did that, I called him to my office, sent for him, I gave him the money. The man looked at me like this. He said, you did this? Tears were coming out of his eyes as he collected the bundle of money we gave him, cash, to go and start his life. So, me too, it can happen to me too. So me now, the expense said, they go gather for me now as I did for the rest. A friend of mine, very close friend of mine, told me that they had a meeting in the headquarters. I beg, let's come together and gather money and settle Alu. He said one of them vehemently, don't stop that nonsense, stop that nonsense. And the meeting started. He came and told me. When I'm born again now, I told him, I said, it's not them, it's the devil. It's a trial. It's a temptation. I know what Satan is trying to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every one of us that we live, he said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer what? Persecution. What is the meaning of persecution? Suffering for what you didn't do, what you are not guilty of. That's persecution. Those statements are there. You don't like reading it. You only like to read, I wish above all things that thou may prosper. You like to read, the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. That's the one you want to read. You don't like to read, if you will follow me, carry your cross and follow me. No. The cross was for Jesus. We are not to enjoy. He was rich, but he became poor. That through his poverty, we might become rich. Oh, wow. But my God shall supply all, exceeding abundantly above. Oh, if that one, the prisoner, everybody for don't console. Nalayo, whether I teach you or not, you will learn from your experience. Oh, nobody teach me, say, I go suffer what I suffer. Oh, I could not understand what was going on around me. And the songwriter knew, when he knew, he looked left and right. Why are we suffering? Why am I suffering? What am I suffering for now? I try to live my life pleasing before God. I pray every day. I fast. I give my offering. I go for evangelism. I won many souls. I look, see what I'm going through. And all he had in the spirit is, Father along, we know all about you. Oh, Father along, we understand why. Keep pushing on. The songwriter said, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Our trials seem so small when we see Christ. What Christ of is your face? Our sorrows will erase. Hallelujah. God is not obligated to explain it to you. So stop asking him why. He's not obligated. When you are crying out of frustration, amen, all you will hear is, I will be with you. Then confusion starts again. You are with me now, even that you don't see what they are going through. Even that state of mind is a declaration of your fail of the test. You are not supposed to murmur. You are not supposed to grumble. Hallelujah. You are not supposed to complain at all. In all circumstances, what should you do? You are supposed to give thanks. That is what he said. You are not to complain. That is the faith you have declared when you become a Christian. This is the aspect Christians are not told. That is why many of us make shipwreck of our faith. We get confused and then we abandon Christianity to look for a substitute that will give us what we think we are looking for. And so the kind of gospel that is preached now, amen, is the kind of gospel that people want. Easy, 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 easy. It is not so. Listen, amen. Once you become a Christian, there is the trial time, the test time, the where the spirit of sonship that is in you, you are an heir apparent. God must prepare you for the great work that is ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. No soldier goes to the battlefield without training. You must be trained. After the training process, and during the training time, what we use for military training in the bush, everything we use is blank ammo. Every ammo you use is blank. It's for training. Preparing you for the live ammo in the battlefield. And during, I said it before, and every soldier man that is here, including police officers, especially those in the mobile police force, you know that the training you receive during your training, what you go through during training, you don't see one tenth of it in the battlefield. What you are subjected to go through during training, you don't see one tenth of it in the real battlefield. Preparing you. Oh, glory be to God. For the real thing. The process is tough. As I said in a sermon earlier on, I said the athletes, the training that the athlete undergoes to be able to come on the day of competition. The competition maybe is a 100 meter dash that is supposed to be less than 1 minute. 13 seconds is the record so far. 13, 12 seconds. Okay, somebody did it for 9 seconds. Somebody bolts, I mean, something like that. Now, do you know how many hours it took him during training to qualify him for the quick, short, and powerful walk? I'm speaking Bible now. Do you know the training he went through? Hours. And while during training, he is there with his coach. He is there with his doctor. He's there with all the people that are watching him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The coach that puts him through the stress. What are you preparing for? Against the day of competition. So it is with the Christian faith. So is it what Christ went through to qualify him for the adoption. And when Christ eventually he passed the test of pride, he passed the test of temptations by the devil, various temptations. He passed the test of grumbling, from frustration, from rejection. And he continued burning with a passion and a zeal to serve the Father. Then, hallelujah, the Father said, now it is time for your adoption. And so that is where we come to Matthew chapter 17. Amen. And there, the Father said, this is my beloved. He announced to the whole world, this is my beloved Son. Then he gave him the authority where he said, hear ye him. Hear ye him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And after that, what he's actually saying is, anything the Son says, it is the Father saying. All authority was given to him. At that stage, you don't hear Jesus anymore saying, Father, receiving anything from Father again. Eh? Father, no. He will just turn and look at you. Rise, pick up your bed and go. Eh? He will just say it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus could now say, if you see me, you see the Father. Why are you saying I should show you the Father? Have I not told you that if you see me, you see the Father? Because all authority is given to him. All judgment is given to him. The Bible said the Father judged no man, but committed all judgment to the Son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Son could tell his disciples, listen, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever he bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven. That was the authority that was given to him. Upon this rock I build my church. Upon which rock? The rock of revelation of who Jesus is. That is why we're looking at who Jesus is now. He said, and I give thee the key to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. It is power, authority. But church, listen, let's be very, very sincere. Including all of us that are Christians. Jesus said, the works that I do, ye shall do also, if you believe in me. He said it. All of us that are ministers, all of us that do deliverance, is not every spirit you can cast out. No matter how you quote this scripture, I have authority to bind and to loose. Then we hide and say, well, my grace never reached this one. Well, my grace never reached this one. Or we hide and say, you see, you don't have faith, that is why. You see, you don't have faith, that is why. You want to find an excuse to come out. It's healing and deliverance that they feel do. My own is God has given me the revelation already. You need deliverance. That is what I saw. But the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Prophet, are you not a believer? The truth is because we are still under training. The full authority has not yet come. Not because you commit sin, oh. Not because you do anything. There is a process you must go through. Listen. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, this is important. There is the adoption of the individual, and there is the adoption of the church as a body. And before the body of Christ is adopted, that is that move that will take place just before the rapture. I call it the John ministry. That is Revelation chapter 10 verse 11. When he says, you shall prophesy again. There is a great move that will take place before the rapture. God is going to do a wave offering. He's going to wave a group of people on earth here for everybody to see. Satan, see this one. You don't forget this one. See them. Now my half expertise in this age. See now. You thought you got everybody in Israel. There are still 7,000 that were with me. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were led by Elijah. And in this age too, there are people that God is going to pour a particular type of revival that this earth has not seen before. I believe it. William Branham preached it, and I believe it. Because there is a John ministry. There's a revival that is still waiting there. And that will take place before the rapture. But before we come together for the corporate revival, the revival will start with the individual. Hallelujah. It will start first with the individual. And that is what I want you to watch out for. And that is what I want you to walk towards. If you are not first adopted, you cannot join the general adoption of the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Take note that the Lord Jesus Christ was obedient. That was his testimony. He was obedient. Philippians chapter 2. Can we read it? Can we read Philippians chapter 2? From verse 9. In fact, let's start it maybe from verse 5. Where he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, see it here now, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Can you see? That's why all the anointing, you know, and took upon him the form of a servant, very humble, and was made in the likeness of men, just was ordinary. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That is my emphasis. The obedience. Because of that, wherefore, God also had highly exalted him because of obedience and giving him authority, giving him a name. That name there is authority, which is above every other authority, every other power. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My emphasis is obedience. If you are going to have that same kind of authority, let there be obedience. There must be obedience. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.